Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Can we discuss between us girls?
Oh boy, what are we discussing?
Why someone is so sick for so long?
A virus? Bacteria?
A bacteria.
Cancer. She doesn't have cancer.
No.
She does not have cancer.
Oh, my God. It's not cancer.
Simmer down.
My God.
It's not cancer.
Merciful Jesus.
Pregnant?
Really?
I mean.
Really?
I mean, shouldn't you know?
What's that supposed to mean, Dan?
Don't y'all hang out?
Not after hours.
Oh. It's not what the internet says.
Well, if you haven't gathered by now,
Dana's not here.
One of the Dana and Parks is back today.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, you know, we're 50% more than we had last week. You know?
I am glad to be back. Had a great trip to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Learned something.
What did you learn?
I will not retire in South Carolina.
See, before you went, it was, we're going to find our home to retire and
live out
our days.
No, that's not true. the reason for the trip, if I may be so bold, was to determine if Greenville was where we would retire.
Right. Yeah. Upstate South Carolina. It's a nice little town or a little city.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a nice little place.
It's got a waterfall right through downtown.
Mm-hmm.
The city itself is quaint. I mean, it's like Lawrence times 1,000.
Right, and then you realized it was in South Carolina, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
I grew up there.
Take a sip of coffee, Dan.
I just did.
What is it, what does that mean?
Oh, well, South Carolina's got a lot of things about it.
It's south of North Carolina?
Well, that's one of them on the list.
It's to the northeast of Georgia?
Well, whenever I go back to South Carolina, mm-hmm. I turn on the radio, 104.1 was it? WNOK. And they're still playing the same songs they were playing when I was in high school. And in the 90s when I worked there. So it's South
what's,
Carolina.
What's wrong with that?
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it. hang on, Sam. Are you saying South Carolina is backwards?
Yes. Okay. In many respects, it is.
All right. Sam?
1 foot stuck in the 18th century, 19th century.
Oh, so your criteria for retirement has long been consistent. There needs to be a beach,
mm-hmm.
but no hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
And there needs to be a beach,
mm-hmm.
but no tsunamis.
Mm-hmm.
But there needs to be a beach.
Mm-hmm.
A warm weather beach.
The problem with South Carolina is we went to Charleston on Friday.
Yeah.
And it was, to get to the water, it was marsh.
Yes.
It was swamp.
It's not a beach.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. It's not Cancun. It's not a Caribbean isle. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you get muddy feet going into the water, but then when you get out of the water, you get muddy feet again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, what's the point? You can't lay down on the beach.
Now, there are some nice beaches up on the Grand Strand. Myrtle Beach up into Wilmington.
Okay, well, we didn't go there. Apparently, there was this big motorcycle event going on, rally, thank you, going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we didn't go to Myrtle Beach. We went to Charleston.
Right.
Plus, you were looking for like a three-hour drive to the beach, where from Greenville, Charleston is a three-hour drive. Myrtle is 4.5 without traffic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what we decided was we're going to retire in Kansas City.
Oh.
And then, like, in January and in February, we're going to do, you know, we'll just do 2 weeks in Cancun, come back.
Temporary snowbirds.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Use your current retirement home, your domicile, wherever that is. Here is your base. And then you fly out from here, perhaps.
Take another sip of coffee, Dan.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to get a timeshare down there in Cancun?
No, absolutely not. No way. Would you?
Have you ever heard a positive story about a timeshare?
No, I have. Dan, I have never, ever heard anybody say, you know, I'm glad I got that timeshare. That was fun.
Well, I've sat through several of the pitches.
Why?
Well, how else are you going to get a free blanket?
Oh, Dan.
Brother.
Your utilitarian scale is very skewed.
Well, you know, the first time is like, well, let's see what this is all about. And then you go and you listen and then you go, no, no. No.
You know, I have never heard anybody tell me that they are thankful that they got a timeshare.
I think the idea is pretty cool. The way that it's sold.
It's the execution that's incredibly flawed, because whenever you want to go, that just so happens to be one of the 285 days of the year that are blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who determines who gets first dibs on a timeshare?
Well, that is a great question.
It's probably how much money you've paid, how much time have.
Are we all paying the same amount of money? And don't I have equal dibs on the timeshare?
That's what you would think.
It sounds like share is a loose term. Time, certain, if you can get it. Share, not so much.
Hmm.
But Charleston, what did you think about Charleston?
Okay, Charleston is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
There is no, what's the word I'm looking for here? There are no McDonald's, no Burger Kings,
nope.
No Maurice's, no Gaps. Everything is unique. It's local. It's beautiful. Oh, my God. Charleston is beautiful.
Yeah, Charleston's one of the premier cities of this country.
Yeah, it is cobblestone.
And it's so old.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. It is cobblestone. It is so... It's like walking back in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, there's no beach.
Yeah, because it's in a protected harbor, basically, and everything else is just the low country marshes.
Yeah.
In that area.
And so you see the water, you see the ocean, but, I mean, you can't get in it.
Right.
It's marsh, it's swamp.
It's not vacation beach land.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
However, we were told going in, you can remodel the buildings, but you cannot remodel the outside.
Right.
So, I mean, everything was under reconstruction. There were so many buildings, apartments, condos, whatever you want to call it. But they had to keep the outside exactly the way it was. But the inside, I mean, these are going to go for $1 million, mm-hmm. right? And then here's the deal about South Carolina that I learned. There was one point where we were driving back from Charleston to Greenville. my God, I've never been in a state where there is more highway reconstruction. I saw a sign that said highway reconstruction for the next 22.9 miles.
Wow.
22.9 miles.
Well, I'm glad they're getting around to fixing them. Finally.
They have too many people, too few roads, is what I learned in South Carolina. And Columbia, South Carolina, which is kind of the Topeka of...
It's better than Topeka.
Not by much.
It's similar.
But they have three highways that converge into one on the west side. And my God, I had a panic attack, Dan. I literally, I'm like, T, you have to drive. You have to drive. I cannot do this anymore. I mean, my palms were sweaty. My feet were sweating.
Your knees were weak. Your arms were heavy.
My mom's spaghetti.
Yeah.
It was, and I've never seen drivers who were worse than in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the age-old fight in Kansas City is specifically about who's the worst drivers, Kansas or Missouri, right? Mm-hmm. I've been hearing it my entire life. I grew up on the Missouri side throughout high school and my South formative Carolina. Driving years. I heard on the Kansas side.
Mm-hmm.
We are so spoiled just simply because we don't have that level of traffic. I mean, the first time that I drove in L.A., I immediately thought to myself, you know what? Our drivers are actually pretty dang good.
Sam, you've seen nothing until you've been to South Carolina. They are the worst of the worst. It is, I mean, oh my God.
Well, a lot of them are just, you know, they're just taking part in this newfangled thing called automobiles.
Driving?
Mm-hmm.
And
no rush.
And Dan, I kid you not, on the west side of Columbia, there are three major highways that converge into one. And you're like, oh, God. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. That's when I pulled over. I said, T, take the wheel. I can't do this anymore. I'm dying. 913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can anybody explain to me what happened to Mark Sanchez over the weekend? The NFL quarterback?
I don't even know if Mark Sanchez can explain to you what happened to Mark Sanchez over the weekend. He was seen on surveillance footage walking along a street dripping blood.
He was stabbed.
Yeah. And now he's facing charges?
He was stabbed and he is accused. So he goes up to a 67-year-old guy and God knows what happens. Obviously some sort of altercation or disagreement breaks out. Mark Sanchez, the quarterback, former quarterback for the New York Jets, now he's a commentator, I believe, on Fox. He is pepper sprayed. That doesn't do anything to him. He continues on. He's stabbed. And he is criminally charged.
What did they say? You sucked on the Jets? I mean, which, by the way, he hasn't been on the Jets since 2013. He bounced around for the last, five years of his career.
And he's been with Fox since 2021.
Okay.
Apparently it was over a parking spot dispute. Okay.
I will say that there's only been two times in my life where I almost got in a fight with a random person. Both times were in St. Louis, and one of the two times was over a parking spot. I had gotten there early and parked up front, and the event that I was going to didn't open for a couple of hours, so I just sat in my vehicle and ate my breakfast.
Did this Sanchez initiate some type of altercation?
Well, Dan, we don't know. One can assume as much.
And then got stabbed and pepper sprayed.
He was pepper sprayed first.
Or pepper sprayed and then stabbed and in then, defense.
And that didn't do anything, so then he was stabbed. Yeah.
Hmm.
Text line says it was a delivery truck driver. He was walking down an alleyway when the altercation started.
Why was he in an alleyway?
Leaving his hotel?
Oh, that's right. It was a grease truck. So there must have been some dispute over...
That's right.
Yeah.
So the guy that he got into an argument with was picking up overnight grease. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah.
Very common.
From restaurants?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there will be people who will come by in the morning, and they will pick up the grease from overnight. And what do they do with it?
They refine it?
Yeah, they turn it into eco-fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And sell it to whom?
People who burn eco-fuel.
Eco-fuel heads.
Yeah, it was a 69-year-old grease truck driver. Stabbed him multiple times. He then stumbled out of the alleyway and into a nearby bar. And the bar owner, despite Sanchez saying no, called for an ambulance. Allegedly. Okay. He was rushed to the hospital following the incident, charged with several misdemeanors, but now is charged with a level 5 felony of battery causing serious injury.
Hmm.
So apparently the oil truck driver also suffered some injuries. Sanchez is a big dude. I mean, any former NFL player is going to be a bit 6'2", 230 pounds.
That's not a big dude.
In a dark alley, it can be.
I'm 6'0", 230 pounds.
A witness reported that the pair had been circling each other. The witness thought they were, pardon? Yeah, circling one another. Like, I don't know, what lions does that mean? Getting like, ready to fight in the wild.
Okay. Squaring off with somebody.
The witness reported that the pair was circling each other, and the witness thought that maybe they were friends before realizing that they were filming each other with their cell phone. So this started, obviously, as an argument. At some point, Sanchez allegedly body slammed the driver into the wall and then threw him to the ground.
Initiating the contact then, perhaps.
Then continued to approach the driver. That's when the driver pulled out his knife, stabbed him several times in the chest and torso.
Isn't the chest and torso the same thing?
Yeah, probably in like the stomach.
Okay.
But man, the pictures of the driver in the hospital, he has a gash that it's bigger than the opening of his mouth on his cheek of the grease driver.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Sanchez got him pretty good. Is that the way that you read that?
it's very confusing here because it says gruesome images show the extent of the injuries that the grease truck driver suffered. He was allegedly stabbed through the cheek during the fight.
Wait. I thought Sanchez was stabbed.
Apparently, at some point, Sanchez overtook the knife. Allegedly, potentially. We're trying to piece it all together. Nobody knows what happened. It happened in an alley.
Okay.
But in the day of cameras, I mean, I'm sure that there was a camera in that alley. But I don't know. He was in Indianapolis to report on the Sunday matchup between the Colts and the Raiders. He said he only remembered grabbing for a window. Huh?
Wait, Sanchez only remembers grabbing for a window?
He reportedly said that he only remembered grabbing for a window, according to the affidavit. He is due back in court on Tuesday.
And does it say in the story what time this occurred? I'm hearing blackout drunk.
Yeah. So I don't think sobriety was involved.
No, granted. But does it say, like, is this in the middle of the afternoon? Is this at, 1:30 in the morning?
So Friday night, he was reportedly acting erratically, doing wind sprints in the alleyway.
Well, who does?
Behind the pub.
I mean, damn.
As one does when you're in Indianapolis.
Yes. And then it was just after midnight that the grease truck driver pulled up. Around 12:30, Indianapolis Metro Police Department officers responded to the reports of a person being shot.
And I'm going to do a wind sprint.
And now your truck is blocking my physical fitness routine.
So the bartender, the bar owner, thought that Sanchez had been shot, called the cops, reported a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Sanchez was upset that the driver was in his way for his wind sprints.
Of the wind sprint.
Allegedly. Mm. And that is when the circling, eventual body slamming, and then co-stabbing, it sounds like.
Don't you know who I am? Move your truck, please.
I need to wind sprint. It is midnight. This is my wind sprinting time.
I got to get my wind sprints in today.
I have a narrow window.
So you have a chart that I mark it down.
Between my drinking and my color commentary, I need to get my wind sprinting in right now.
Officers showed up and Sanchez was reportedly uncooperative.
Was he wind sprinting?
He told detectives, all I did was grab for a window. Uh-huh. And then nothing else happened, according to Sanchez and his reports to the detectives. Of course, we've already talked about it. The driver suffered serious injuries, including a knife through his cheek that also cut his tongue.
Maybe he said, I was grabbing for a window to explain why he was cut up, perhaps.
Because
he's suffering from cuts. And lacerations.
Sanchez has multiple stab wounds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Underwent surgery for the stab wounds on Saturday and was reportedly stable. And as we've already mentioned, was arrested on misdemeanor charges. Those have been upgraded to a level 5 felony.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. And a good Monday afternoon. Chiefs in action tonight, 7 o'clock. Is that a home game?
No, in Jacksonville.
It's in Jacksonville?
Going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Maybe that's a place you could look into.
No.
Why would I look into Jacksonville?
For retirement.
Yeah. St. Augustine Beach.
Is it nice?
Yeah, actually, it's not too bad.
Yeah, but then you have to be in Florida.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
And if you move to Florida, you automatically become at risk of catching the Florida man.
I beg your pardon?
It's a disease that makes you do stupid things, and then you become a national news story, and it's, so it'll say Florida man, comma, does stupid thing, comma.
You know what the problem is? They stopped giving out the juice at the border.
What's the juice, Dan?
The what?
You would stop at the rest area when the welcome center, when you would cross over the border into Florida, and you could walk inside and get a small little cup of orange juice or grapefruit juice. And I do believe in many of the places they've stopped doing that.
Is that for real?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
You would stop? So hang on. You come in from Georgia or from Alabama.
You cross the border, you stop at the welcome center.
And they would give you juice?
Yes. Welcome to Florida.
And you're telling
me... Was there meth in it?
I was going to say, and you're telling me that's the reason why we have Florida man stories?
Well, because they stopped it. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe Mark Sanchez had too much juice, allegedly.
And so you would go to, like, over here in Merriam, they have the visitor center. So you would go into the Florida Visitor Center?
Yeah, it's the big rest area, you know, like almost every state has along the interstates.
And they would pour you a glass of orange juice or...
grapefruit juice.
Or pineapple juice or whatever?
Well, it was orange, mostly, and some grapefruit.
Now, how funny would it be if they were pouring you like Sunny D and it wasn't even Florida oranges?
See, citrus used to be a big thing in Florida. And over the past few decades, it has diminished. Okay. So it was a marketing thing. Welcome to sunny Florida. Have some orange juice.
Here's some orange juice. Mm-hmm. You literally pulled off the highway for this. Mm-hmm. Here's a small cup of orange juice.
They decided it wasn't worth the squeeze anymore.
Okay.
It's pure you roadside.
Need you out.
Americana. That was good.
No, Dan, the problem is they started putting pulp in it, and that really sent people over the edge.
That's probably it, actually, when you think about it. That's probably
from
what
the text
happened.
Line. What is Dan smoking? Juice.
Orange tree leaves.
All right.
From the text line, you cannot retire, Scott. I don't think I could live in a world without the Dan and Parks program.
Aww.
I'm not looking to retire anytime soon. We were just scouting places where we might want to retire.
I think this could be fun to continue your scouting efforts and then just go visit a lot of different places. That way that can be your vacation as well as, you know, fact-finding.
It's almost like college campus visits, but yes. Instead of launching the rest of your life, well, I guess you would be launching the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
It was an...
You got to make sure you find a place that's got a fire station nearby with the EMS.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, just in case you slip and fall.
What?
He's making an old person joke.
I know.
Oh, okay.
What?
Once you hit that life alert button, Dan, you want a speedy response.
Where are you going to retire?
Oh, I don't think I'm ever going to retire.
You don't think you're ever going to retire?
Well, I'll retire at some point.
Well, you won't have a choice when that time comes.
But I've actually not thought about going to some place to live and have a retirement villa or anything like that. That's just never crossed my mind.
You're a liar.
No. I mean, maybe out west if I can find some kind of small shack.
Like Vail?
No, that's way too expensive. But a small shack or something, just so, you know, running water, heat, a sink,
bathroom.
Remember
that story about the guy up in New Hampshire that built a cottage next to a river and lived there for like 53 years without anybody knowing? And then the county came and kicked him out because he wasn't paying property tax. I feel like that's Dan's retirement home.
I see Dan retiring in like Albuquerque.
I mean, maybe. But I don't know if I would retire. I would just move there. Yeah.
From the text line, Wall Drug used to give you a glass of ice water when you made it to the Badlands. You were probably parched.
And see, they can put that kind of stuff up on billboards and advertise. Come and get your cold glass of water.
Nothing made me want to drive 18 hours like a cold glass of water.
It's a great marketing tool. Because remember, back in the day, we used to not carry our water with us all the time. And so if you're in South Dakota in the middle of nowhere, you might get a little parched as you're driving through the state. Ooh, Wall Drug. Let's get some water. Mm-hmm. That's how they suck you in.
By keeping you hydrated.
And see,
with one glass of water, you're gonna be kept hydrated with one glass of water.
They might give you a second one.
Okay.
8 more ounces than you had before.
Well, that's a fair point.
And see, in Florida, they use that as a tool to, you know, a lure to get you to come in and then look at all of their other, you know, amusement
the cadre of things that we have to offer.
The vacation things that you can take part in. It's all marketing. It's all smoke and mirrors.
The timeshares that we have out here in South Dakota.
Some of that stuff.
Yeah. Out by the Mount Rushmore. You can get your timeshare.
I do love the Badlands.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I've never been.
Oh, that's a place you should go. Check it out.
To do what?
Don't bother, Scott. I don't think you'll appreciate it.
You don't like hiking. The Badlands is a lot of hiking.
See, listen.
I'm not lying. That's the truth.
I understand. I want to see Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling to find a reason to drive 12 hours through nothingness to go see four presidents' faces on a mountain.
Well, so it's not as cool as it used to be. You used to be able to get right up close to it. Like, you could actually tell the grandiose nature of how big those mountain sculptures were.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Okay.
I went, 15 years ago now? I don't really remember how old I was. I was a wee lad.
Wee lad. Is there anything to do between here and Mount Rushmore?
For you, no, because it's all hiking.
Well, you could stop at Wall Drug and get a glass of water.
Okay.
But now, Mount Rushmore, you have to stand so far away. Like, you might as well just look at a picture.
What, the whole area is built up with infrastructure.
Hang on. What do you mean you have to stand so far away?
They don't let you walk up right up to it anymore. So there's like a viewing area, or at least it was 15 years ago. I'm assuming it's gotten worse, not better.
How far away do you have to stand?
What is it, 500, 700 feet away?
It's a good way. I mean, you might as well look at a picture.
Huh.
You're not even up close to it.
And then the weather, depending on the time of year you go, the weather could, you may not be able to see it. When we went roughly 15 to 18 years ago, we went during the late winter. We got a little cabin up there in the Black Hills. And
so you're saying February, early March?
It was something like that.
Okay.
And so we drove up to Mount Rushmore, but it was cloud covered. So we're like, all right, let's go do something else. We came back the next day. It was cloud covered. Came back the next day. And then it was clear and we could go up and see it. I mean, you're out in the mountains. This isn't an amusement park.
Why can't you see it if there are clouds?
Because the clouds are covering it.
Like, they're covering the mountain?
Yes.
You're sucked in. Yeah. Yeah. It's what one might describe as bad weather, you know, cloudy and wintry and snowy and all that. So then the clouds come down.
And they cover the faces on the mountain?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Because you're also up at elevation to get to the viewing deck and the visitor center and everything.
Okay. When I've seen pictures of Mount Rushmore, it doesn't look that high up.
No, it's not that high up from where you're standing at the bottom as far as elevation or altitude because you're already up at elevation.
Oh, okay.
So you're already up at 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 feet or whatever it is.
We did it as part of our trip where we just did a massive loop to Yellowstone and then back through Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And I will say that was one of my favorite vacations that I've ever been on. But again, knowing you and your disdain for hiking, that's pretty much all there is to do.
It's not a disdain. I'm physically incapable of hiking.
They can get you a wheelchair.
Okay. All right.
Either go to a bar at a rundown old town, which we're 0 for 2, or you go hiking. And again, we're 0 for 2.
But there's a lot of stuff to do out there. You've got the Black Hills. You've got Deadwood.
I've heard it's beautiful.
The Badlands, which are off to the east of all of that. You've got Mount Rushmore as one of the attractions to see. You know, Sitting Bull.
From the text line, Dan, the problem is Scott's never heard of fog.
Okay. (laughs) 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my word. We got Bob Edwards from The Rock coming down here in about 10 seconds. He is the end-all, be-all of all things Rush. And they are returning to the limelight, pun intended.
Nice.
Pun intended.
Are they rushing there?
They are rushing there as soon as they can. They have announced that they will headline a tour next year, the 50-something tour. It will feature founding members Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson celebrating the band's legacy and honoring their late drummer Neil Peart, who died in 2020. Bob Edwards, program director from 98.9 The Rock, joining us in studio. The end-all, be-all of all things Rush. How do you feel about this?
Amazed. I truly never thought I would see the day that they would unretire and decide to tour again. So truly amazed.
Is Rush touring without Neil? How do
Peart?
You pronounce it?
Peart?
Is it Peart?
Yes.
Okay. Peart. Is that the equivalent of Thin Lizzy without Phil Lynott?
I don't know, because I thought Rush was a really sort of a co-equal sort of band. Everyone was a huge competitor, where I think Thin Lizzy without Phil is, I think Phil was such the true driving force of that band. So I know I wouldn't make that comparison.
Who's going to play drums for Rush?
Oh, gosh, I saw the name, and they went with a unknown, non-famous drummer. The reason being is they didn't want to use somebody famous because they didn't want that to be part of the story. Like, oh, so-and-so from X band is
like
playing with
Dream
Rush.
Dream Theater
and,
or something
yeah, from like
that.
Dream Theater or something like that. And they didn't want part of the story to be like after a show, oh, you could hear the Dream Theater influence. So they wanted a very good but nondescript drummer so it wouldn't become part of the story. So
do they record without Neil?
I don't believe so. I think this is just a tour.
I mean, he wrote the lyrics.
Right. He wrote the lyrics and then, you know, wrote a lot of the music, but Neil wrote all the lyrics. And so I don't believe there's any plans on doing new recordings, just going out and doing what is really a fairly brief tour, like 6 North American cities at this point. So
that's it.
That is the plan right now.
Why not more?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe a little limited, you know, the guys are getting up there. Maybe they're not up for a 70-day tour like they used to back in the day.
Where are you going to be in line?
I'm going to go see them in Fort Worth on the 24th of June.
Oh, you've already booked it?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I'm a bit of a Rush stalker, if you will, and I've gotten to know their management people over the years. I got a call 2 weeks ago saying the call literally was, of all the bands you could never see again, who would you want to see again? I was like, Rush. And they're like, you're going to see him again. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh, so you already knew about this.
So, yeah,
this.
I found out about this a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to go see them in Fort Worth in June 24th. I've got my tickets. I'm set to go, and I beyond cannot wait. So excited.
Are you going to see any other dates?
Probably we'll stay another day or two in Fort Worth. They're going to do a couple nights in Fort Worth. And beyond that, I'm not really sure yet. But the Fort Worth was offered to me from management. So that's my starting. Oh, that's my starting point. Yes.
Well, I'm thrilled for you.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
It's a great day for rock and roll.
It is a great day for rock and roll. Yeah. Right on. Bob Edwards from 98.9 The Rock. We have Michael Mackey coming in at 4 o'clock this afternoon. He will be filling in for Dana Wright.
By the way, that new drummer that you were asking about.
Yes.
Anika Nielis. Anika Nielis. She is a German drummer and composer. Yes.
She
launched her career on YouTube in the early 2010s, has released two full-length albums on her own, and she will now be joining Rush.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. She says, so in 2026, my BFF, Alex Lifeson, and I are going to hit the road once again to pay tribute to our past and to Neil by performing a vast selection of Rush songs in a handful of cities. No small task. Clearly. I have never seen Rush. That is a bucket list band for me. I would love to see Rush in concert. It would be nice if it was with Neil Peart. Obviously, that can't happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's got some big shoes to fill, but it sounds, at least based on the description that you had just read, that she was at least close enough to the band to know, quite frankly, how big those shoes are.
Yeah.
And hopefully she'll do a bang-up job doing it.
All right. We've got Michael Mackey, like I mentioned, coming up right after the 4 o'clock news. Dan has the news coming up in 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast when you get a moment. Just go to kmbz.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Go ahead and give us a like. Check it out.
Right on. News coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.